Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege I have to be with you once again. It's always a joy to share the Word of God with you today. I'm sure I'm thankful I heard the Word of God. I'm thankful that even as a child, as I went to church, I couldn't get there on my own, but I had a cousin that came and brought us to church, and it was in a man's house. I tell you, he started a church in his house. God told him to come and start a church. He was saved. The calling of God was on him, and still on him. And I tell you, today he preached in his house. And when I went, I heard. And I tell you, then I went to a storefront where the church that we had, the same church, and opened up the storefront, and I was able to hear there. But I'm so thankful that I responded to the gospel call. See, the light of the glorious gospel was preached unto me. I was in darkness. I was blinded by the god of this world. I ran in the course of this world, and I tell you, I was lost. I tell you, the god of this world blinded my mind. That's the devil. And the only hope I had that the light of the good news of the glorious gospel would shine unto me. I was in darkness. I was walking in darkness. But I'm so thankful that when the Word of God was preached, it brought light to my darkened soul. And when I confessed my sins to Him, when God let me see myself a sinner and my sins, I confessed them to Him. I was sorry that I sinned against Him. I was broke. I was contrite. And when I did, He had mercy on me. He saved me. See, the darkness in my soul, when the light of the glorious gospel was preached to me, it lit it up. And I tell you that what happened then, when I believed on Him with all my heart, I tell you, I found that I had a wonderful, a precious treasure in my earthly vessel. That's what happened when I got saved. The light, I tell you, let me see myself. When I confessed my sin, He took out that old heart of stone and put a heart of flesh in there. He brought light in my soul, most glorious and bright. Sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Sunlight, sunlight all along the way since the Savior family took away my sins. I tell you, I've had sunlight in my soul within. I tell you today, He'll do the same for you. And I'm so thankful that the day star, the light, had shone. I tell you, the day star, the Lord Jesus, the Son, has made Himself alive in me. And I tell you, He did that because I saw myself a sinner. I realized I was on my way to hell, and I confessed it. I prayed for mercy and forgiveness, and He heard my feeble cry. The psalmist said, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry, and He delivered him out of all of his sin troubles." And I was the same way. I cried unto the Lord, and when I did, I cried out, "Jesus, have mercy upon me, a sinner." And I promise you, He forgave me. He saved me by faith. I believed if I'd called on Him, I believed that if I prayed and asked Him to save me, that I would have peace. I believed that sin and conviction would leave me when I got saved. I believed that. You see, I was destitute. I was hell-bound. I was dead. And I was trespassing in sin. But He quickened me, made me alive. And He's still doing the same today. He's still calling sinners to repentance. He's still dealing with you. He's still knocking on the doors of the heart of the people. Won't you open up your heart's door? Let the King of Glory come in today. Won't you listen? Won't you come? Like one song says, "Oh, why not tonight? Why not tonight? Why not today? Come as He bids you come. Open up your heart. Let Him come in." And I tell you, the only way He's going to come in, you got to believe by faith. You got to see that you're a sinner. And when you cry out to Him, just like the psalmist did, when he said, "This poor man cried," he saw himself poor. He saw himself needy. He saw himself that he needed salvation. You see, and that's the way it is. Before you get saved, you got to see yourself needy, that you need God, that you need salvation. And when you cry unto Him, I tell you, He'll deliver you. He'll forgive you. And I tell you, that's what He'll do. He'll do it for you as well, no matter what your sins are. I tell you, God will forgive all manner of sin. All manner of sin, He said, is forgivable except one. And that is blaspheming the Holy Ghost. And I tell people sometimes when they get so far out, when they turn a deaf ear, when they turn away their ear from the truth, the Bible said some are being turned over to a reprobate mind. They don't receive God. You see, they make fun. They make mockery of the Spirit of God. When the Spirit of God is going forth, when God's using someone, and they'll make fun. Now, you may have cussed Him. You might slander the name of Jesus. I hope you hadn't, but you might have. But there's forgiveness for that. He said, you can blaspheme me in my name, but if you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, you'll never have forgiveness. And that is the unpardonable sin. That's the only sin that's unpardonable. All the sins that is abomination to the Lord thy God is forgivable. He will forgive those sins. You know, there's a sin where mankind will lie down with a beast. God have mercy. I tell you how man can get so low, but he's done that. The Bible said it's abomination for a man to be with a man and a woman to be with a woman. It's abomination unto the Lord. I tell you, there's thieves, there's robbing, there's killing, murdering, all these types of things. And the Bible tells us today that no murderer, no whoremonger, no thief, no liar, none of these will be able to enter to the kingdom of heaven. But I'm here to tell you today there's good news. Like the song says, it's just good news to bring, and that's why I sing. For with Jesus I am an heir. If too much fault you find, you be surely left behind. I tell you, while I go sailing through the air, I tell you, there's a good old gospel ship, and I have good news to bring. It's coming. And I promise you what I'm trying to tell you today, you might be a murderer. You might be a whoremonger. You might be an adulterer. You might be a fornicator. You might be a person that's molested children. You might be a person that done a lot of horrible things. But I'll tell you, the Lord will have mercy and save you. And I'll tell you, if you'll trust Him as your Lord, I'll tell you, you're broke, your contract, you sorry that you sin against God, He'll have mercy and save you. And I'll tell you, you no longer be considered a murderer. You no longer will be a thief or adulterer or so forth, because when He makes you new, you are new. If any man be in Christ, the Bible said, or any person in Christ is a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. He changes you. And what happens? He cuts out the heart of stone, puts a heart of flesh in. He gives you a new heart. You see, out of the heart comes forth these types of things. It's what comes out of the heart. That's why people do what they do. That's why people kill. I tell you, it's in their heart to do so. That's why people lie. It's in their heart to do so. And when they bring harm on people and violence, it's in their heart to do so. I tell you, the devil's behind all these violence and all this sin and all this is going on. It's the devil. You see, the devil's loosed. He's been cast out of heaven. He's going forth trying to rob, steal, kill, and destroy the whole world. He wants to take all God's creation down to hell. We all God's creation, but we're not all God's children, you see. You got to be born again before you become a child of God. You got to be saved. And I tell you, you was born in sin and shame and iniquity. And from your mother's womb you went forth speaking lies. But you got to come and be born again, experience a new birth in order to get to heaven. And I tell you, when you have this, when you repent of your sin, you confess your sins and ask Him to have mercy on you, a sinner. You broke your contract. You're sorrowful. I tell you, He'll have mercy on you and He'll save you. And He'll take that out of your heart. He'll give you a new heart. And I tell you, out of this heart, the Bible said, will come forth. Just like a tree is known by the fruit it bears. I tell you, you know, you might have an apple tree. And I tell you, if you have an apple tree, you're not going to see any peaches on it. I tell you, it's going to be an apple that's going to come off of that tree. You see, and I tell you, when you get saved, when God gives you a new heart, I tell you, out of that heart's going to come righteousness. Out of that heart's going to be doing things that are right, you see. And not that you can't make mistakes, because we're still housed in this old rotten flesh. And that's why we got to put it to death every day. I'm talking about spiritually casting down these things. You see, the devil will tempt us with sin in this flesh that we have. We have the lust in our bodies. And the Bible said we are tempted by the lust that's already there. And the devil knows it. And he will come at us and tempt us. The more we entertain it, the weaker you get, and the more, I tell you, it will overtake you and take you down. But I tell you today, the Lord gives us victory over that. God takes that. He takes sin out of us. You see, out of our hearts, and He gives us victory. We overcome. See, the Bible said that our faith is our victory. And I tell you, that's how we know we've been saved, eternally saved, because the Spirit He gives us. When He forgives us and saves us, we don't have to worry about dying in sin and going to hell, because He takes it out. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? You see, He took the sting out. I'll tell you, that's the strength of the law, is sin. But He took it out because we're no longer under the law, but we're under grace. But the law was our schoolmaster to let us see we were sinners. And now that we're saved, we're no longer under that law. We're not under that punishment. I tell you, we're going to heaven when we die. Then we're going to be given account for everything we do, of course, in the sight of God. But we won't taste of the fires of hell once you've been saved, once you've really been born again. But my friend, today it's in the heart. It's the problem. Brother Roll, I preached. My pastor, Gerald Reese, preached it as well many a times. And I tell you, the reason, the problem is, in other words, it's not your hands. I tell you, it's not your mouth. It's not your head, your feet. You know, like one man says, it's my feet's my problem. They keep carrying me to the bars. And these hands are my problem. I keep putting them around another woman. It's not my wife and so forth. And like he said, he said, it's not your hands. It's not your feet. It's your heart. That's the problem. Like Brother Roloff said, the man must need a new heart. There was a Dr. Law, Dr. Grace. He talked about that. Law was a schoolmaster. The Dr. Law showed us our condition, and Dr. Grace gave us a new heart. The heart is rotten. The Bible said the heart of the flesh is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things, and who can know? We don't know ourselves without the Lord, and man can't see himself. He don't know himself outside of the Lord and for the Word of God. And if you're not preached to, you won't have light to know and understanding to know. The very entrance of the Word giveth light. And the Bible said the light of the glorious gospel, when it's preached, it will bring the hidden things that's in your darkened heart. It will bring things to light. If you'll confess it as you sit, be honest, and repent of your sin, ask God to have mercy on you, a sinner. He'll save you just like you are. And I tell you something, he'll put the light in you. I tell you, the light will come in. The darkness will flee. You'll have the Spirit of the living God living in you, giving you a new heart, and you're on your way to heaven. God help us today. I tell you, I love the Word today. I love Him. I'm thankful for the blessed gospel, and I'm thankful for the eternal life that Christ gave. He didn't give me and just gave me a 30-day or 60-day or a few years of a plan. I wasn't put on probation or nothing like that. I tell you, He delivered me. He just set me free, you see. With no strings attached, He just set me free. Of course, it's to love Him, to live for Him. And I tell you, I love Him. I want to do that. And I tell you, God called us for service and so forth. But yet, when He saved me, I'm so thankful that He did. He gave me eternal life. And I tell you, He gave me a new heart. Gave me a new heart. I tell you, He took the hate out. He took it out of my heart. He gave me a love for everybody. And my prayer to God is today, my friend, you got to be born again before you go to heaven. If the Lord Jesus came today, if the Lord came back after His church today, you would be left behind. I tell you, you'll go through the tribulation. You'll go through some horrible times. I believe the Lord's going to suffer America to be destroyed. I do believe that. I tell you, the nation forgets God's going to be turned into hell. America's turned their back on God. But I tell you something, the church will not go through the tribulation period. And I'm not going through the tribulation. I tell you, the Lord's going to take me home. I tell you, He'll take you home before any vials, before anything's being poured out of the 7 year of tribulation. The church is seen already in heaven at the feet, there at the throne. 24 elders representing every person, every language, every tongue. You see, that is the church in heaven before anything's being poured out, any kind of tribulation starts at that time. And I know I'm not going through it, but I tell you, my friend, I'm here to tell you there's hope for you. But if you don't, you'll be left behind. The Bible said that God will send them a strong delusion that they shall believe a lie. God help you today. I don't want you to believe a lie. Believe the truth today. My time's quickly coming gone. Get by yourself and do some praying. God bless you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Until next time, God bless you. Amen.